Hello, this is Thorsten.
Hello, it's Charles Schulz speaking.
Hey Charles, Thorsten here.
Hey Thorsten, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Pressure is building up for Christmas preparations and all of that, but beyond that.
Hello.
Hey, Italo.
Hey, Italo.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good to hear.
Slightly busy.
Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Hey Olivier.
Hey Olivier. Hi guys.
How is Brazil these days? Still warm there.
Thorsten and Florian, I have submitted my expense for the travel of LibreOffice conference in Berlin, but I have no news about that.
Yeah, Florian is, I think, looking into that. I think, unfortunately, he can't make it for this call, it seems. Let me poke him.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's wait some 1 or 2 more minutes. Bjorn, I think, is dialing in. Michael as well.
Hi, this is Bjorn joining.
Hey, Bjorn.
Hi.
Just
Hello,
talking
Bjorn.
About you.
Hello, Bjorn.
Bjorn, are you representing someone?
I just looked at the board list and didn't find any obvious calls.
I think Florian was asking for representation.
Okay, let me recheck. Yes, I see Florian asked. Andreas, me, or Heather's to represent him in that order. So,
okay. Hi, it's Michael. Sorry, I'm late. I had a message from Quailorn. He was picking up a sick kid from nursery and wouldn't be able to make it.
Okay.
Sorry about that. And that's me.
So we have five directors. So we have a quorum, potentially six, if Bjorn makes up his mind if he wants to represent Florian. At any rate, we need someone to take the minutes.
I'm already doing that.
Wonderful.
Oh, you hero, Italo. Good man.
Yes. Yeah. So I prepared in advance, and I was already writing the people who are in the call.
So we have Charles, Italo, myself, Olivier, Bjorn, and Michael.
Yes.
Bjorn, would you want to represent Florian?
Yes. What I didn't know is Andreas is in the call. This is why I hesitated.
No, I think he can't make it tonight.
Yeah, okay.
So, Florian, send regrets. So I will stand in as a session chair. I state that we do have a quorum. We have six directors, one of them represented by Björn, present. That makes four for a simple majority. So, yeah, I think we should simply start. First item is the LibreOffice conference, call for locations. So far, no proposals. Anyone wants to present some informal proposal here? Any updates on that?
I will be sending the Milan proposal, I think, tomorrow. I still miss some of the final confirmation in terms of people for the organizing committee from Carlo Piana and a couple of other guys, but they told that they were available in a few weeks ago, so it shouldn't change, but before writing their names in the document, I just want to have their final okay. So the document is basically ready, and only a few small details are missing.
Wow, Italo, let me state here that you rock. Thanks so much. Greatly appreciate it. Looking forward to that one. Okay, any other formal or informal proposals pending? If not, let's move on. Okay, second item on the agenda, capital stock investment. So we were looking, the German part of the board was looking into that a bit more detailed in the past weeks. We have one offer, which is an investment fund, which was not so attractive to Florian and Björn and Andreas and myself. We had one other offer from the bank that we have our CDF accounts at, which was 1.4% earlier this year. I just, before the call, I just rang them up, and unfortunately the interest rate has dropped significantly to 1%, and it's not fixed for a year, it's a variable interest rate, so I hesitate to make any proposal now, although we had planned to do that. Björn, I don't know, what's your take on that?
I would still go for it, to be honest.
Okay.
Because if the interest rate is flexible, there's not much room to make it lower. So,
I mean, at any rate, it's the difference in money for the investment that we make is tiny. So even if that would down the road cause some issues, then I don't know, we just take 400 euros and put that on top, and it's done, and we don't have any. We would just finally get this thing.
Sorry, guys, which are you talking about? Because I missed this detail.
So we have this 50k of capital.
Yeah, no, I know, but the name of the bank you were talking about.
It's the Volksbank.
Okay.
Where the main TDF account is.
And where the money is at the moment.
Yes, right. Okay, so with Björn in favor of that, let's get this finally done. I make the motion for the board to agree to invest the foundation capital stock of 50k into this fixed account with the variable interest rate of currently 1% per annum for up to a year. and authorize Florian and myself to actually move that money there.
Sounds good to me. Did we have a roll call at the beginning of the call? We did. I probably
late, yes, but we did have a roll call. So if there's no additions, no questions, I would ask for a vote. So, Charles?
Yes.
Italo?
Yes.
Myself, plus one. Olivier?
Yes.
Björn?
Yes.
And Michael?
Yes.
Okay, so that's 6 out of 6. Approved. Thanks a lot.
Nice to see you, Olivier. I didn't realize you were here.
Yes, I'm back. Yes, I'm sorry. I've been absent for a very long time. I got sick in the hospital and it was very... Yes. I got some things in my belly.
Oof.
So, yeah. So, but I'm slowly ramping up and getting back to business.
We missed you. Anyway.
Oh, Olivier, okay. Sorry to hear. Great to have you back, really.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Still, third agenda item, budget planning for next year. Nothing prepared from my side. I still need to do the expenses, the detailed expenses from the running year, which is about time to do that. I know I'm still fighting with the November monthly accounting. What I would like to remind everybody of, to please now come up or follow up to the to the funding wish list that went out to various lists. So if there's anything like build machines or marketing material that you would like to have funded for next year, now is the time to speak up and claim some money for that. Beyond that, I guess it will probably only be fixed in January, which should be enough, really.
Thorsten, I see that the donations are quite giving us a nice figure. With all the expenses that we have, my estimate is that we will be about 30,000 euros to spend the next year. Is that an approximately good figure?
It's probably about twice that amount due to the fact that we hire Florian.
Okay. But hiring Florian is about 40,000 euros, no?
A bit less, yes.
Yes, okay. It will be interesting to have some this money invested in the benefit of TDF, of course. Can this money be spent outside of Germany or outside of Europe?
In general, yes.
Okay.
Just to be in line with the charitable purposes. Depends a bit. So that all of that, of course, pending tax advice. But roughly speaking, when we get donation money, we can only spend that on the charitable purposes. If we get sponsoring, if we get, for example, advisory board fees, we can spend that however we please, largely speaking.
Okay. Okay. So
Austin, for instance, travel expenses can be considered as charitable if they fulfill the foundation objectives or not?
Yes. So the current travel policy is tailored to the charitable purpose of TDF. So everything in line with the current travel policy should be fine with donation money.
Okay, great.
Sorry, I missed all of that. Pension advisor phoned me up. What can you do? The punchline is we should spend some money on something good, right?
So yeah, now the punchline is to come up with good ideas. So I think for next year, really there is money to be spent, and we need good ideas.
So I have one idea, but it might actually be worth to make a funding campaign just with that alone. Just by looking at Kickstarter, we might do some Kickstarter campaigns next year. So I just throw it in here, but we can discuss another time.
I think it's really helpful to have this discussion. It's a public call, but to have this discussion on the mailing list, so maybe that even triggers more good ideas.
Right.
Personally, I would like to get some build machines. Probably I will not have time to spend there, but what would really be great is to have some...
Well, hopefully Florian will have time to do sysadmin on build machines. That's one of my hopes.
What would really be great is to have some Pili cases with marketing material that we can mail, that we can FedEx around the world. With a demo laptop and some, I don't know, stickers, T-shirts,
also,
whatever.
Also some exhibition stuff like, the posters or something like that.
Those roll-up stands. That's exactly what needs to go into that thing. And then, for example, GNOME Foundation, they have that handful of those, and they... those get mailed around the world to wherever the conference is, and then once or twice a year get replenished.
It would also be nice to have.
I would agree as well on that. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. Go again.
My wife works at a local school, and just helping children. And the kid comes in and goes, "Oh, I'm using LibreOffice. That's amazing. Installed by a local, manufacturer of computers. It would be nice if we could give them these kind of cheat sheets, branded cheat sheets with, how to use LibreOffice, the one-page summary or whatever, and just provide those and provide click here to mail me a stack of them or whatever.
I think the good news is that I don't think money is the problem. The bad news is that we still need people, actively encourage people to do that, especially when it comes to flyers and other marketing material.
Yep.
I really, really need this going.
Yep.
Yes, this is basically a major challenge that I hope we can start to tackle tomorrow, at least the call tomorrow. I think the problem is, it's like a bit of a chicken and egg problem, in the sense that what you end up having is a situation where we have few volunteers who are able to do this. This affects both the marketing team and the design team as well. And at the same time, there's the need to, basically we could open doors just by, having this ability to fund specific operations. So, it's kind of like, before we hadn't any money, right now we seem to be able to have some. So let's see exactly how we can actually frame the marketing and design team, so that we can achieve specific results and, lead on from there.
And to stress that again, it's good to be in a position to have the money. If the only remaining problem is to encourage people, then...
I think that we should probably start making a list of conferences where we... Because... So far, we have attended the conference where we have been invited, basically, where we didn't make an investment on that. But I think that now we should look at conferences where it is it makes sense to invest some money to be there and to have a presence in this conference. So that I think that we should put together a list of these conferences and then. Evaluate them based on the objectives, because for instance, in Asia Pacific, we don't have any presence so far. We have not been at any conference, and
the Japanese team is quite large and active. So I think we have at least that in Asia Pac. But China is hard.
But we should be aware of what is happening.
Yep.
Which is not happening at the moment. So,
but how about to really push that to the public lists and I don't know, CC one or two active contributors in this specific locale?
Yes.
And I mean,
yeah, no, we should do that and find a way of being active on that.
Okay, so but let's probably move on. So budget planning basically postponed to whenever, probably early next year. When the numbers are in, when the funding wish list has concluded. Next item is upcoming deadlines, tax exemption renewal. I can take an action item to check that with the tax advice. I'm not aware of anything except the quarter end for the membership committee. That's urgent.
What, incidentally, did we do about getting finance on a permanent footing and getting someone to do that accounting for us?
Well, that's done. Tax advisor is signed up, contract is signed.
Good.
Well, we just need to shovel over the work to him now.
Oh, brilliant. So, I mean, in terms of getting this tax exemption, that's something he would do.
The thing is that we got this one. It's just temporary, and it expires by the end of the year. I just need to ring him up and ask him whether that's a problem or not. He can just hunt this down and get
cool.
A new one.
Great. So you're substantially freed up then, Torsten?
So, Torsten, you are working on this deadline for tax exemption.
Yes, I will poke tax advice.
Yes.
And either relax because there's no problem or have him get a new one.
And when you say tax advisor, I mean he's an accountant, basically, doing our accounts for us.
He's a tax advisor even. So that's even more than an accountant.
Oh, okay, but he does the accountancy as well.
He does that. It's unclear to me whether he should be bothered with, but yeah, anyway, let's see.
Okay.
He charges by the transaction, so with PayPal and all of that, it's a lot. and just crunching the numbers once a month is probably just a day work for me, so yeah, I don't know. Let's see. What's really taking time is researching all this. Is this okay? Is it not? How to whatever, blah, not trip over something.
Yeah.
And I would very much like to offload that at least to him.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let's move on. ESC equivalent for QA. Björn, that's probably something that you should quickly explain.
Yeah, we don't need to decide anything on this. Just want to bring that to the call because it came up in the last QA call. Joe was asking, had a bit of an identity crisis when answering questions by others, if he is answering just as a person or can he tell that this is the position of LibreOffice QA, blah, blah, blah. So, my first answer was, the best way to discuss that is if there's anything that is not, where there's no consensus, it needs to be discussed in the QA call. In the long term, it might make sense to have something like the ESC, which is not an official body, but just a few people who are like the first people to go to for QA. I don't know. I don't think we should make a decision on that. Maybe just everyone make...
So just a comment to that. So as far as I can tell, Joel is a member of the ESC.
Right.
So I wonder if... I don't know. So I think having a billion small little committees is probably rather unhelpful.
I think possibly a recipe for conflict.
Yes, and I would very much like to have anything that I don't know, is just, blocking people or that's a point of contention to be brought to the ESC and handled there.
Okay, yeah.
But I think the other thing to say is that Joel should feel empowered. He's doing the work, so he should, you know, and we should support him in that, I guess.
But, yeah, but that's actually, Torsten's point is a good one. We should just maybe take that to the next ESC call. And
and if
and Joel can then, can from the point of empowerment, just talk as a member of the ESC if that ever comes up.
The other thing is that if there are contentious issues that QA has, then the people who are the protagonists on either side should also come to the ESC call just to make their points and be heard, you know?
Yeah.
Seems to me. I mean, we don't want to make decisions in a vacuum, and we want to get the right people who are doing the work involved and deciding. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, not more from me on that point. Just.
Okay. Anybody else? Otherwise, there's one more from Björn, I think, regarding contests.
Yeah. The triage contest, that was actually... a request for a budget to give away some minor gifts for a QA contest. I don't have the exact dates at, in mind, but so just like a budget of maybe he said $150 total. Make that 200 euros maybe, just to have some buffer to give away small gifts to people taking part in QA triaging.
Yeah, sounds supportable to me. So I don't know, just crunch the numbers, how many triages, how many sprints you want to have next year, and multiply that by 200 and add that to the funding wish list.
Yeah, will do. Speaking of this, my idea was what I looked up was how much a netbook actually is costing these days. And you can get the cheapest netbooks for something like 180 euros or something. So that might actually also be an idea to come up with over the next year, to maybe give away 3 or 4 netbooks to active QA triagers so that they might run an alternative operating system and stuff like that. Because QA doesn't need huge hardware, so we can get away with these netbooks. And it might be a good motivation to get people involved in QA. The problem there, as with the triage contest gifts, is probably not so much the hardware itself and the price of that, but sending it to people and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And the administration is always expensive, isn't it? Much more expensive than anything else. Yeah. That's a good idea. Of course, we should have SUSE installed on, but, you know.
Yeah, right next to the Ubuntu, which is the default in GRUB.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So, yeah. No, we compromise on Microsoft Windows. What do you think?
We could compromise on Debian. How about that?
how about BSD?
BSD. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, we need Solaris. We need even more testers on Solaris.
Run.
Okay, any other topics?
We're getting distracted here. There's one last item, which is forums.
Yep, that I just wanted to bring that up with Google communities popping up, and we are already having more than 510, something like 520 people on the LibreOffice community on Google Plus.
I don't know that I'm in it. I'm in the LibreOffice Italia one for some reason. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, the real one.
Nope.
The international one.
I mean, that was a troll. That was a hairy troll.
Okay.
They're with TDF as moderator, not only King Italo.
Ah, accept him. I shall accept it. Get spammed endlessly.
So the good thing is we have 500 people in the community, which is pretty awesome. In the long run, I wonder if that and a few other forums we have might indeed fractionize our community. So
there is this effort to get user forums set up, and we might want to coordinate that and at least get that in touch somehow. Maybe just a few ideas. Maybe get the team that wanted to do user forums to also be moderators on Google and stuff like that.
Can I add something here that might be seen as profoundly discouraging to the forum, to the people who try to join the forum, the users forum? I have seen the announcement or the status of it rather by Mark today on the discuss list on the users forum. I see that everything is kind of like very well structured. However, I also take it from that that they haven't found a way to look for admins and moderators, which to me simply means that it hasn't really advanced. I mean, technically it might have advanced, but I think that they might have a problem over there. So indeed, maybe suggesting that, something else or something better could be done with the G+ and Facebook as well. Might be a good solution. I'm not sure, but I'm not very reassured about the forums right now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The forum admin request, though, was for people to sign up to be administrators of something that didn't exist yet. Isn't that right?
Yeah, but I mean, their core team is really reduced. I mean, it's reduced to what? 2-3 people maximum?
Okay.
There is also the AskBot of LibreOffice, which is working quite well. We have 2,500 questions inside this Ask site, and it seems that the purpose is almost the same, and it is already working. I mean, people come with questions and get answers. So I think it's an overlap of the objectives of the forum.
I think the main objective of the forum was simply a matter of audience, because it was basically, I mean, there are forums. Right now, the Documents Foundation does not control them, and worse than that, they're not even anywhere neutral or well-identified third-party place. They're right there over in control by the Apache OpenOffice org project. So that is, I would say, a twofold problem. One being that the entire branding is done along the lines of Apache OpenOffice. And the second problem is that it seems that a majority of the moderators there are fiercely against LibreOffice. So there was that need, at least in terms of audience, of people who are used to the forums. So, you know, we thought that if we are opening the forums, the official LibreOffice forums, maybe people will join. Again, right
but
now,
John,
my
John,
main concern is that these guys
the
still don't have a team.
Yet, right? They haven't been created yet. That's my understanding? Is that right?
No. They don't exist. And
right.
they have zero moderator.
The fact that there are no moderators for something that doesn't exist yet doesn't terrify me, honestly. As and when it exists, it's possible to find people that might be interested in moderating it. But, I mean, you know, concretely, what can you do when it's not even there? I mean, I honestly can't go with a straight face and ask people to sign up for something that doesn't exist and they can't see. Can you?
I can't either. But again, the problem is that they seem to have a wonderfully architected solution with no one to actually run it.
So something does exist.
Well, they have an entire specs. They have an entire specification.
Well,
they even have a subcategory defined.
Okay.
Do we have a private call later?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
It sounds like a worthy effort, anyway.
Yeah.
We should try and support
Let's let's conclude that forum topic for a while, or any
yep.
further comments. Okay, so that's the end of the current agenda. Any additions to that? If not, I think we should adjourn, meet for a quick private call. I would like to do a final roll call. So do we still have Charles?
Yes.
Italo?
Yes.
I'm here, of course. Olivier?
Yes.
Kieran?
Yes.
And Michael, I've heard you. Anybody else in the call? Joint, meanwhile? Okay, so we adjourn and meet in 2 minutes in the private room. Thanks a lot.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.